This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 332 for Thursday, March 30th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are now lower on Thursday as the rally comes to an end after giving up this morning's gains. With the final settlement still pending, the May canola contract loses $5 at $765 per ton, and the July contract drops $8.20 at $743.90 per ton. A trader warns that gains in other vegetable oils are starting to run into resistance. That could see the canola market move into a wait-and-see mode, with traders keeping an eye on the weather from now through May. That said, there are losses in Chicago soybeans, with soy oil down hard, but soy meal is up. European rapeseed turned sharply lower, while Malaysian palm oil remains higher. Global crude oil prices are on the upswing, trying to temper further losses in the vegetable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports for February are about 767,000 tons. That's a jump of more than 109% from a year ago. Exports of the Canadian oilseed so far in 2022-23 tally 5.12 million tons, up almost 35% when compared to last February. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 73.89 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.66. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its export sales report for the week ending March 23rd. Old crop wheat comes in at nearly 152,000 tons, with new crop sales of 37,400 tons. Corn export sales are just short of 1.04 million tons of old crop, along with 21,800 tons of new crop. Old crop soybean export sales exceed 348,000 tons, with 3,900 tons of new crop. Soy meal comes in at 378,000 tons of old crop and 10,000 of new crop. Soy oil amounts to 2,000 tons of old crop. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The May contract sheds 3 cents at $14.74.5 per bushel. May soy oil gives up just over a penny at 54.37 U.S. cents per pound. Meanwhile, soy meal is up $1.70 at $459.90 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Thursday as the May contract eases back a penny at $6.49.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to lower, with its May contract down 3 cents at $3.73, while the July is unchanged. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago May drops 12.5 cents at $6.92. Kansas City May adds a penny at $8.71.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May edges up a half cent at $8.78.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 30th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.